do this each Monday or Tuesday morning after a Cowboys game. As joining us on the ticket hotline is the Cowboys owner and general manager once again. He was
with us
a little while ago to talk Cowboys football, but wanted to come back on. Jerry Jones. Hi, Jerry.
It's good to be back on. This win like this, you just can't talk enough about it, and I'm real proud of our football team.
Well, yeah, a couple of things we didn't get to talk to you about a couple of segments ago. How nervous did you get during the game there? Were you
very nervous? I always get nervous up there, and I always have to do things to keep myself occupied. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, I always eat popcorn or something like that, and I love that popcorn, and it is certainly what you hope to be eating when you're nervous in the future of what we've done up there.
Okay. I think I follow you. But all in all, you couldn't be happier.
You bet. It was a good win, and we just hope that we can keep doing it throughout the season for the Cowboy fans.
Okay.
Now, I also, of course, want the Cowboy fans to have a chance to talk to their head football coach,
mm-hmm.
and hear from him, as it were, in the day that is following the one that came before. and that's why I want to bring on Wade right now. Wade, you there?
Breaker 1-9, you got me, over?
Not CB, it's a telephone.
You got a pork chop here, what's going on?
That's right, that's your old handle, isn't it?
Yeah, come back.
That's right.
Well, we got him last night, Jared, didn't we?
Well, yeah, you and I have already talked about the game. This is kind of where we're going to be talking on the ticket about the game and let the Cowboy fan hear from their head coach.
Hey, I hear you're eating popcorn up there, Jerry.
I sure was. That's kind of the thing that you want to be eating when you're nervous and with the future up there.
I like popcorn. You know what's good? So when you take that popcorn and dip it in ranch dressing.
Gross.
Man, I love ranch dressing. I like it on popcorn, steak. Hell, I'd eat a boot if you gave me ranch dressing with it. You like ranch dressing, Jerry?
I do, Wade, but that's not what this telephone call is about.
Hey, Jerry, you see me running down the sidelines chasing old Felix? That old root hog running for that touchdown, you see that?
I sure did.
I ain't run that fast since I got excited when the good humor man came down the street. Well, or maybe when Buttermilk went on special at the IGA. Anyway, you know what happened to me on that play, Jerry, over there when I was running down the sideline?
What's that, Wade?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing, but I had a poot in.
You had a what?
I had a poot in my pants. And I was looking all over them sidelines to, well, try to find a place to let out my poop. And then off goes Felix. So I was running down with him, just, kind of popcorning him out a little bit. Kind of like a horse when he's going down a lane, Jerry, letting them things out like that. Anyway, that's kind of the story behind the game, I guess.
Yeah.
That was the story behind the game.
You ever heard that song, Flies in Buttermilk Shoe, Fly Shoe, Flies in Buttermilk Shoe, Fly Shoe? You heard that song, Jay?
Yes.
Can we make that our fight song?
Oh, my God.
Why would we make that our fight song?
I don't know. I just think it's catchy and kind of gets you fired up. You like getting fired up? Hey, you know what's going to make you horny, Jerry?
What?
Pornography. You ever seen that, Jerry?
We've seen a lot of things, Wade. We've seen it all.
Anyway, that's just something I thought I'd tell you. How about them Cowboys, Jerry?
Now, Wade, you're now 15-3 in the regular season, and that truly is a miracle of modern football, if you ask me.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
But so you're an accomplished man, and now even Jerry Jr. loves you. He has a big old poster of you in his room. You're in that poster there, just sitting in a lawn chair, eating a plate of pork ribs, wearing a lobster bib, and watching two dogs do it.
I remember that. Yeah, them dogs was getting after it, weren't they?
What kind of poster is that?
That one on the bottom had the puppies. I guess she was the mama dog. Anyway, Jared, thanks for the sideline pass last night. That was fun watching.
Well, you're our coach. You get that every game. You're our coach. So.
Well, it's fun being on the field. That's what my daddy used to do.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that. And, our Tony Romo sure is good, isn't he?
Oh, man, I love old Tony Romo. He is something else.
He played well, and how appropriate is it that Tony Romo wins on Hispanic night at at Texas Stadium.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.
That was a really nice evening we had last night, mm-hmm. celebrating our diversity, and I took a lot of our domestic help to the game. They got to sit with me up in the owner's box. That was nice.
Well, that's nice, Jerry. I appreciate you letting me be on the sidelines, and I got one thing to say.
What's that?
Let the Cowboys ride.
There you go.
You see what I'm up against here?
Yeah, I think we do.
Break the one night.
But it's working out. All right, that's Jerry and Wade with us the morning after a big Cowboy win. Well, they're in good moods, aren't they?
Well, they should be after that huge win last night. All right, the stars of the game in the Cowboys' 41-37 win.